Starting out on this week's edition of Air to Air, I have a very special guest with me. He's from an organization that's going to be celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. Mike Ray from Rainbow Village. How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me.
And before we get into talking about Rainbow Village, I guess just tell us a little about yourself and your background, how you got to Rainbow Village.
Well, I am a St. Louisan, have been with Rainbow Village now 5 years.
Okay.
Left a for-profit position, and moved to Rainbow Village, more specifically because I have a family member who has a developmental disability. I got involved in somewhat of a circuitous way connected with Rainbow Village when an opportunity presented itself.
Okay. And I guess just tell us, for those not familiar with Rainbow Village, just give them a little bit of the information, I guess, the mission statement, or what is the goal of Rainbow Village?
Well, Rainbow Village provides housing for individuals with developmental disabilities. We're a unique organization in the community in that we solely provide housing, and we do not provide the services. We partner with many, many different agencies in the St. Louis metro area, and they provide the care for the individuals living in the home. What Rainbow Village does is we purchase homes, we renovate those homes, we make them accessible for our clients living in those homes, and basically we give them a community home for life.
Now, I guess I'm going to take you back on the history lesson here. Like I said, I mentioned earlier, Rainbow Village is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. I guess, how did Rainbow Village come about 40 years ago?
In the late 60s, there were 9 families, all with children with developmental disabilities. And in those days, it was really challenging for a parent with a child with a disability to find a great place for them to live. And I think that every parent who has a child with a disability worries very much on what's going to happen to their child when they're no longer able in a position to care for them.
Okay.
And so these families looked around and there was just no opportunities out there. So they formed Rainbow Village.
And I know Rainbow Village primarily serves multiple areas in the St. Louis area, but I guess what are some of the main areas you guys provide housing in?
Oh, we're all over. We are in St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and now St. Louis City. We have 53 homes in the metro area, all residential homes, all housing typically on average, 3 individuals with care providers working with them. And we also manage some apartment buildings for one of our partners as well. So we keep pretty busy.
I guess just how does the process go, for someone who's maybe looking for help with the home, or do you guys maybe get a chain of applicants that apply to you, or how does that process work, I guess?
Well, there's two pieces. There's actually 2 answers to that question.
Okay.
The first is that typically what happens is that a client or an individual contacts an agency that is currently a partner or might not be a partner of Rainbow Village. And once that agency determines that they have 1 or 2 or 3 clients that they're looking for a home in the community, then they contact that agency then contacts Rainbow Village. We search out the best place for those individuals to live. And we have to be very cognizant of the fact that individuals need to live close to family, preferably. They certainly need to live close to where they work. If they're in school, we want them to live close to school. So many people think that we're in a position to go out and just buy a home, do the work on the house, and then make it available to a provider who wants to move clients in. But actually, it's the opposite. The providers contact us and tell us where the clients need to live. And so then we go out and we do a search and we find that house.
And I guess just with finding house, I guess just how long of a process they usually take is a pretty long process. I guess just put them in the right area and find the right house, and I guess properly put the things that need to be in that home as well.
Well, typically when we get contacted, there's always a real sense of urgency.
Okay.
So, I guess from start to finish, we can complete a home in 6 months or inside 6 months. And that would include from the day we receive a phone call to the day we turn the keys over to the clients.
Wow, that's extremely fast turnaround for such as, I mean, I know it's a difficult process and there's a lot of factors that go into, like you mentioned, you know, making sure they're by family members, making sure they're in school and all. Again, 6 months is a very incredible turnaround in that process. And I guess just most people won't question, but I guess just why is it important, so important for what Rainbow Village does for people with developmental disabilities? Why is this factor so needed in this area?
Well, as parents age out, many times they really don't have any options of where their child is going to live. And today, as opposed to, say, 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, individuals with developmental disabilities, and this is really the first generation that they're outliving their parents mm-hmm. or their caregivers. So parents want to ensure that they're going to provide a home-like setting for their child, as opposed to the options. And the options are a nursing facility or an institution and or substandard housing. And what Rainbow Village provides is an outstanding home that we maintain at all levels, and we will go in and make all modifications as the clients age in that home. So if, as an example, they don't require modifications for accessibility when they move in, however, their needs change, we will go in and make all those modifications. Some homes are rather easy because of the layout of the house and mm-hmm. The needs of the clients. They don't take as much work. The ones that take a significant amount of work are the ones where we go in and we modify bathrooms, kitchens, we widen doorways, we make them wheelchair accessible, we build ramps, we do all those things prior to the individuals moving into the house.
Now, you guys do, I know we talk about doing stuff to make everything more accessible, but I know you guys do even some of the basic stuff as far as just keeping up with the landscaping and stuff like that. I saw too, you guys do pretty much everything it is to keep up a house, you guys help with in that process.
Well, if you can imagine what it takes to, and the time you invest in your home, the things that happen in a residential home mm-hmm. over a period of year, and that includes shoveling the snow and cutting the lawn, and if you want to do a little beautification, planting a handful of flowers, we do all those things in addition to, the major modifications to a home. Our maintenance team is on site, and typically that day when we receive a phone call, and we do things as minor as changing a light bulb out to complete remodels of rooms.
Like I said, the program is, from providing housing to keeping it up, it just works with, the people who need the program. I need Rainbow Village hand in hand as far as like all the stuff they need, but it kind of keeps them independent as well. It doesn't really take away from the full dependence of the person. Basically, they're still able to make decisions, live on their own and stuff like that too as well.
Well, they do. And, if you think about it, if you live in a home that you can call your own, you have your own room, you have roommates, and you help in the preparation of meals, you help take out the trash, you get to pick what programs you want to watch on TV. It's really is truly a home-like setting as opposed to an institutional setting. And we all know that there's a significant difference.
Mm-hmm.
And above and beyond that, actually, from a taxpayer standpoint, because many of our residents are on the poverty scale and they can't afford much in rent, the cost to the state and to the federal government is significantly lower if we put them in a community setting as opposed to larger state institutions.
Definitely, and just making like the modifications they need instead of, you hear a lot of things with taxpayers sending money to institutions, but this keeps a way to make everyone happy, taxpayers, the people who need the homes. Also, I know that you just got some good news. I got a press release, and about, you know, seeing the Capitol campaign go. I'm going to let you share that information with our audience too, just about that new, just exceeding that goal and what that means for Rainbow Village.
Well, in 2009, we received word of a very significant gift from the Edith Wolfe Trust, and that gift was $1 million to Rainbow Village, and we were elated to receive it, and we also looked at that opportunity as a launch for our capital campaign. What our goal was at the launch, which was at the close of 2009, was to raise $2 million to basically match that gift. And that would allow us to purchase and rehab roughly 15 additional homes in the community. And we're very pleased to say that we set a closing goal of 2012 for the campaign, and we've exceeded our goal and raised $2.1 million.
That's definitely great to hear, and it's definitely a good thing to hear that people give to an organization that can use it and puts it in the right place as well. And just, I guess, for the 40th anniversary, we mentioned that. Do you have any special plans to kind of commemorate that this year as well?
Well, you know, in any given year, we do a number of events, but this is a very special year for us. We are celebrating the founders of our organization. We're celebrating the fact that we've had so many amazing people who have been part of the organization, both as donors, as board members, as volunteers in the community. And I think that all that culminates in April on the 26th, where we have our dinner gala, and we'll truly be able to celebrate 40 years of Rainbow Village. And that evening, we're honoring David Farr, who's the chairman and CEO of Emerson. And Emerson has been an exceptional partner for Rainbow Village over the years. And in fact, this coming March, just about 8 weeks away, we're dedicating a home that Emerson donated to Rainbow Village and made and paid for the entire home and all the modifications.
Wow. And you said that will be taking place in March?
That is on March 13th, and It's a beautiful home in the Florissant community.
Now, you mentioned volunteers. I know at Mind's Eye, our volunteers that I talked to you about before we went on air, usually, you know, are readers, some of them sit on our boards. But I guess, how do your volunteers play a role in Rainbow Village? How do they help you guys function?
Well, it's difficult for our full-time maintenance people to take care of the small things like raking leaves, planting flowers, preparing beds and garden areas, doing some light painting, doing some light repairs, staining decks, all of those things that a typical homeowner would want to do during any given year. Our maintenance guys really don't have the time for that, so we rely on the amazing group of volunteers that participate at Rainbow Village. We manage groups of volunteers from two or three individuals working on a house up to 60 individuals.
Wow.
Work on our main campus in the Creve-Coeur area.
And I guess just if people want to volunteer, or I know you mentioned donations, how can they go about doing that?
Well, they can contact me at Rainbow Village, and my number in St. Louis is 314-567-1522. That's the main number. Or you can go on our website, and that's www.rbv, as the initials of Rainbow Village, rbvstl.org. And they can not only get additional information on Rainbow Village, they can get information on how to donate online.
And also, I guess, I know you said you came to Rainbow Village because a situation near and dear to you. Just looking at some of the things you've done or seen done by Rainbow Village in your 5 years with the organization, I guess, what are some of the most rewarding things you've seen, and what are some of the rewarding aspects you take out of your job every day?
You know, that's interesting, because at the end of every day, I celebrate that I have had an opportunity to make a difference in somebody's life. Since I work on our main campus, and our main campus has 13 individual homes, and we support about 65 individuals in that part of the campus, mm-hmm. which is about a quarter of the 250 individuals we serve in the community. I have the luxury of having many of the individuals who live on campus to stop by the office and visit. And you really get a chance to get to know people, know that you make a difference, know that you know what you do for them, and providing them a home is really a very special thing that we do.
Definitely. I know every nonprofit, every organization sees somewhere they want to grow in within the next 5 years. Where are some areas you want to see Rainbow Village just grow in, I guess, in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, we're still we're pursuing our path to purchase and remodel and or build an additional 15 homes in the community over the next 3 years. And then we look for aggressive growth to continue, because the baby boom population, which is just reaching that 60-ish mark, and they're in their 60s now, a lot of those individuals who have developmental disabilities are still living at home with aging parents. So there's a really a significant need for those people to have housing available to them.
Definitely.
And so we've got our work cut out. There's still a waiting list in the St. Louis area of roughly 250 to 300 people who are waiting for immediate housing. Mm-hmm. And with every home we build, we can house 3 to 4. So we have a lot of work to do.
Definitely. And I said, like I said, the work never stops. They say whether they're working for a nonprofit or a for-profit organization, there's always things that you want to see get done better. And like I said, that's always the case. And Mike, I want to thank you for taking time out today and stopping to talk to us about Rainbow Village. It's such a great organization, does great things for people in this St. Louis area. Thank you so much for your time today.
Hi, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.